Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Welcome to Merryman Herbs, it's a better life show. Listen every first and third Sunday at 2 p.m. on this station for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun and interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutritional representatives in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
And now here's Mike King. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Welcome to Merryman Herbs. It's a better life show. We have a lot to give you information on today. We've got Mike Schimmitz here, and we also going to go right into our health tips, trends, and fun facts. So here we go. Viruses are 100 times smaller than bacteria. At least 60% of the world doesn't get enough exercise. Approximately one-third of all bottled water sold in the U.S. is simply tap water. And according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, long-term use of antibiotics can more than double a woman's risk of breast cancer. And I know there's a lot of information out there about how antibiotics can increase your incidence of breast cancer, so you definitely want to talk to your doctor about that. Now in the news, speaking of cancer, there's some really exciting things going on at Baylor University. There is actually a major medical breakthrough discovered at Baylor University. Baylor Medical Center is working with a genetic research lab to diagnose cancer before a tumor even forms. Baylor blood tests can sometimes detect advanced cancers, but Baylor and an Arizona genetics lab have announced they are collaborating on a test that could accurately tell you that you're about to get cancer, replacing mammograms and colonoscopies. Also from Baylor, too, two spices are now a combination. Two well-known spices, turmeric and frankincense, are working together to prevent colon cancer. Again, another study at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas found that the combination was so powerful that it began influencing tumor growth as early as the second day of administration. The combo even fights cancer in people who have a mutation in a gene that makes their cancer unresponsive to common types of chemotherapy. So this is very exciting. We've been talking about the BCM95 turmeric, the Boswellia extract from the products, and now there's a lot of science coming up behind this. This is really exciting. So it looks like they'll be able to detect if you're possibly at risk for getting cancer, and also there's some supplements that are very good at helping to prevent that. So this is very exciting in the news. Well, today we have with us Mike Schimmitz, who's a regional sales trainer for Nature's Plus product line, and you've got a really new innovative product line. I know we've been selling it for a while. We're getting phenomenal results with it, but tell us a little bit more about it. It's called the Age Loss Energy Supplements. It's a really unique line. You've done a couple things. I think you've combined antioxidants and also anti-inflammatories. And as we all know, inflammation is one of the leading causes of most diseases, you know, cardiovascular, cancer, and arthritic diseases. We also know that, you know, using anti-inflammatories do a lot of things, even for your brain and so forth. And also the other thing, too, is the antioxidants. We hear about that all the time, how antioxidants are, you know, helping to keep you younger. And so now, your product's called Age Loss. Explain a little bit more in detail about how these two primary things function and how you've got it to, you know, so it's in a product so people can use it.
Absolutely. And hi again, Mike. I appreciate the introduction. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So you're welcome.
Our Age Loss line, we talk about it being an anti-aging system, right?
Okay.
So we can't say that we're going to take age off of anybody's life, but age loss is all about, yeah, there you go. So
you know, I got to interject something because a lot of times we see these pharmaceutical commercials and they actually say loss of life on there as one of the side effects. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, so we're talking only about benefits here again, as we always do on the show. So I didn't mean to interject that, but when, you know, of course you can't maybe claim that you can make people live longer, but obviously we're not going to be looking at loss of life either, right?
Correct. It's actually about quality of life, not quantity of life. And I think that's what most everybody's interested in anyway. But back to the product. So Age Loss itself is a complete system, as you mentioned, for overall inflammation support and antioxidant protection. And now the question is why or how does it work? You mentioned how is it put together.
Right.
So we've got a couple blends within the line. One of them we call the First Day Healthy Inflammation Response Blend. And the First Day Blend is all about supporting inflammation on all eight major classes of inflammation response by the body.
Okay, and I know that can kind of get a little bit complicated, but, you know, we're talking basically about what are these eight different inflammation. I know I'm familiar with, like, the cyclooxygenase. There's a leukotriene. Can you go into that a little bit? What are these eight major classes of inflammation that this product addresses?
Okay, so you're really testing me here. You mentioned a couple of them. Let me try to fill in the rest.
Well, I think what we're looking at is, like, the leukotrienes, and that would be for, you know, basically like lung and brain and muscles and so forth. And then there's the prostaglandins. Those affect, like, you know, the thyroid and also, you know, your body fat too. Sometimes you keep inflammation down. That's going to help with weight loss. Then we're all kind of familiar with the histamines. You know, that's our noses and our lungs and our skin, our eyes, our ears, our throat, and actually our capillaries too. Sometimes you get into a histamine reaction and you can tighten up quite a bit. You know, if it gets really severe, like with poison ivy or bee stings or whatever, you go into anaphylactic shock. And of course, that's when you would need, of course, you know, going to the emergency room and getting cortisone or whatever. But interleukin, that's one that's a little more complicated. There's a tumor necrosis factor. And then, of course, I'm real familiar with the nitric oxide pathway. In fact, there's Nobel laureate work done on that. And that's, you know, you always think of cardiovascular and your heart, and of course, your lungs, your liver, and your kidneys, and so forth. And then there's cyclooxygenase 2, which, you know, I always look at that as for the joints and the aches and the pains and so forth. But I think it also affects the liver and the kidneys and even the pancreas. Yep. And then there's C-reactive protein, also known as CRP. There's so much literature coming out on that. In fact, now they're kind of indicating that should be a test for cardiovascular disease that your doctor should be testing for as an early sign of inflammation and possibly a sign of preliminary, you know, watching for heart disease and cardiovascular failure and so forth. So I think I named all of them. Now, we don't address the cyclooxygenase 1, and that's kind of a question that I had. Do you know why that's not being addressed, or is that kind of included in all the other ones?
Well, it is included in all the other ones, and many of these are interrelated, as you mentioned. It does get very complicated as well. I appreciate you running through those because you did it very smoothly. Right.
Well, I have it all memorized, you know. That's me, right?
Now the CRP that you mentioned, or C-reactive proteins, that is a key one, because when you get to, like, the COX-2, for example, the inflammation that affects our joints, you know, everybody feels that, right? You know, you understand you have joint pain in your hip or your knees or your fingers, et cetera. CRP, C-reactive proteins, is an inflammation of the blood and blood vessel walls that, unfortunately, many times we don't know we have it unless we've been tested or we're having some type of heart event, if you will.
Well, and then I know if you have high inflammation like that, that causes deterioration of the endothelial lining, and your body wants to put down cholesterol, and you get the cholesterol plaque built up, that gets to a dangerous level. You get occlusions of your arteries, and you could also get one of those things to pop. I always kind of explain it's like, you know, a cyst, or it's kind of gross, but a cyst or a pimple popping, and then all of a sudden you get a blood clot, and if it's in the wrong place, that could go to your brain or some other place, your lung, and really cause a stroke, cause major, major damage. So, you know, again, I a lot of the leading scientists and more is coming out, like with David Perlmutter and the Grain Brain book, a lot of the leading doctors now are kind of poo-pooing the getting rid of the cholesterol because it's so much needed for so many mechanisms, but it is what builds up in that arterial wall if there's inflammation. So I think really it's cholesterol is not the cause, but maybe it's inflammation. And with a product like yours, then we're going to be looking at reducing that. So how does that mechanism work?
Exactly. So that's the question. Why is this inflammation occurring? Well, I would suggest to you, and research is coming out and supporting the fact that this inflammation is occurring potentially by natural aging of the body, possibly. Mm-hmm. Also, things that we've done to our body, exposing us to processed foods with all the chemicals, toxins in the air and the water, things that we put on our skin, which of course is the largest organ of the body. And of course, what we put on our skin goes in and our body must deal with it.
They say up to about 50% of whatever you put on your body is absorbed. That's why you really don't want to be getting any toxic chemicals, or even when you go to the gas station, anything like that, you don't want to be getting that on your skin because you're going to absorb about 50% of what's put on your skin in general.
Exactly. And then so the body's response, and it is a natural and normal response, is inflammation. The body uses inflammation to control things, to diagnose what's going on, to potentially heal things and take nutrients and convert things and do all types of enzymatic activity to heal the body, prepare the body, save the body. However, as we age and through increased exposure to all of these negative impacts that we have in our environment, the inflammation response by the body can get out of control.
Oh, yes.
And so this over-inflammation or overexpression of these inflammatory response molecules then causes these circumstances in the body where organ systems functions are not functioning as they should, potentially breaking down and getting toxic.
Okay, so it is very important to keep this inflammation under control, but you know, you're not using a strange chemical. What's the formulation here? What are we looking at? I know the resveratrol from grapes is something that we always look at as an antioxidant, but what are you using here for this inflammation combination?
Absolutely. Well, this goes to the heart of one question. Many times we have folks that will ask, gee, isn't there just one thing I can take that will do everything that I need? And my response used to be, no.
Well, and you know, we've just got done with talking, and if anybody wants to listen, they can always go to our podcast, but we just got done talking to Cheryl Myers with the BCM95 curcumin extract, and I think it does everything. But, you know, as we look at all of these different products and everything that's available that in God's creation, there's a lot of phenomenal things that, you know, even, and we haven't even talked about it on the show, like the black seed. There are some natural compounds out there. There's natural products that do a multitude of things. So how does all this, so what has your company done to really, you know, put something together to really fight inflammation? I know you have the turmeric in there, but it looks like you've got some other things too.
We do. And so just, I wanted to go back to just expand a little bit more on that. So there certainly are great nutrients like turmeric or the active ingredient in turmeric, curcumin, however you like to pronounce it.
Okay.
But is there absolutely one thing that gives you absolutely everything that you need to sustain life and protect your health and do everything? My answer used to be no, but now that it's more of a question that I respond with. And is there any one food that you can get all of the nutrients that you need for
right.
everything in life and to sustain your life and your body? And the answer to that, of course, is no.
Right.
So you really can't expect that in a supplement either, because again, you need multiple nutrients from multiple different sources really to get everything that is really going to support that quality of life, again, that we're all looking for. So back to the specific formula. So what we've done, since there are 8 different molecules or messengers of inflammation response in the body, we put together a blend of many different nutrients that do a variety of different things. Basically, each nutrient that's in the First Aid blend, and I'll run through them real quick. Of course, you've got green tea and acai fruit and turmeric, rhodiola, grapeseed extract, an enzyme blend with serrapeptase, CoQ10, bromelain 7, which is a proprietary thing I'll talk about in a moment. You've got trace minerals, olive leaf. We've got a thione complex that includes many different things. Oreganox, which is a patented blend of oregano,
right.
Polyphenols, rosmaneric acids. But
wow, sounds like you've got a bunch of the best stuff out there. I mean, you know, you're saying, you know, oregano blend and turmeric and olive leaf and the resveratrol. I mean, it looks like you've got a lot of different things going on there.
Absolutely. And the First Aid blend, Mike, is designed so that each one of those nutrients will, at a minimum, or has the ability at a minimum, to address and help modulate and control at least one of these inflammatory molecules in the body or messengers in the body.
So you've put a formulation together that's basically what we consider in the industry adaptogenic. So it's not just like a silver bullet or unbalancing things as we've talked before on the show. I mean, you're addressing all of the channels of inflammation with a lot of different what we call adaptogenic compounds. So you're getting a really good stabilized flow and keeping what we call the rivers of life, keeping them at a good level, not too high, not too low, and keeping that flow going.
Exactly, exactly. And again, these are all natural ingredients, and they're, the body uses them as needed in an adaptogenic sense, unlike some of the pharmaceutical type cyclogenase inhibitors, that actually those, the COX-2 inhibitors that the pharmaceutical industry has put out, is actually shutting down the body's complete inflammation response, which is not good. It is needed, as I mentioned. It just can't be out of control.
Right, yeah. And like Bextra, I think, was one that was recalled. There's some other ones also. We've discussed that on the show before, and you know, you can definitely completely shut down one channel of inflammation, but then the other ones open up, and then that can cause, you know, your heart to explode or a lot of other devastating side effects. So this adaptogenic look is really phenomenal. Now, we're talking inflammation. Your product also addresses the antioxidant, but I've noticed that you're using some specialized formulations. Your company is really good, as some of the other companies that we deal with at Merry Man, but your company is very good at getting a super high quality, super bioavailable. Now, what's all involved with that? I know you named a couple, you know, specialty formulations there, the Oreganox. So what's going on with all of that?
Absolutely. Well, again, this is the inflammation side that we're talking about. So Oreganox is a patented brand, a blend, mm-hmm. and it's standardized to a couple different active ingredients within oregano. And we're talking about phenolics and rosmarinic acids.
Okay.
And those two particular are very involved with not only combating inflammation, but then also with dealing with antioxidant or free radical protection as well.
Well, I
so
know
it serves as both.
The rosmarinic acid from rosemary, and I know it's a compound found in the oregano, but the rosmarinic acid is a super anti-carcinogen too. So not only are you, looks like, addressing inflammation, but you're also going to help to reduce the incidence or help with, cancer too. That's exciting.
And again, as we mentioned, it's all about quality of life. Moving forward and as we age. And as we age, we all want to have a better quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
So now to fully explain this, so to really put it all together, I have to step over to the antioxidant side as well, too.
All right, so yeah, let's talk about that.
We talked a little bit about the first day blend.
Right.
Now we need to talk a little bit about our rejuvabolic blend.
Okay, so the first day blend is more for the inflammation, and the rejuvabolic addresses the antioxidants then.
Correct,
okay.
Correct. And why do we need that? Now, we've talked about inflammation growing in the body or getting out of control in the body due to exposure to toxins, things we put on our skin, things we put in our body, and then possibly, potentially, just that aging aspect, right?
Right.
Well, what's
right.
happening as we age? Well, if we're not getting very good nutrition, if we're not supplementing well, if we're not taking care of ourselves, if we are exposed to all of these toxins, there's something known as free radicals that develop in our body.
Right, right. Well, I know as I age, I get balder and grayer, but a little more wrinkly.
And don't we all? You've seen me, right?
So. Yeah. Oh, you look great. You're most of the people, this is just to interject real quickly, but the people that I deal with, you know, in this industry, they're all really healthy. I mean, they take these products and a lot of them still have their dark curly hair. I know that I've been to lectures and so forth, and sometimes, you know, you'll talk to them, well, how old are you? Well, I'm 73 years old. And it's like, wow, you look like you're 40, you know. So it's a lot of these things really, you can see it in the people that are selling it and the people that are in the industry. A lot of them are extremely healthy.
Absolutely. And some of it's physical in nature or appearance-wise. Some of it's actually what people are able to do still at a later point in life than others, you know, in
right.
terms of mobility and in terms of, you know, cognitive thought, et cetera. So these free radicals, basically an unstable molecule, are causing damage at the cellular level. And research is picking up on and continuously learning more and more about free radicals and antioxidants. And free radicals are believed to do damage at the cellular level. And those cells, trying to protect themselves, respond with inflammation.
Okay.
So if, and this is an if here, because if we understood everything, right, nobody'd be sick, nobody'd have
right.
any disease, everybody'd
right.
have a full head of hair, nobody'd be overweight. So the body is such a beautiful, miraculous thing. We're learning all the time. But if these free radicals aren't initially causing the inflammation, they are certainly compounding it and making it worse.
Oh, sure, for sure. That's obvious. Right.
And there's also damage to the layers of the cells caused by these free radicals. So we go back to the first day healthy inflammation response mm-hmm. one, and we talked about an enzyme blend. So you're talking about serrapeptase, right? You're talking about bromelain, and I talked about a bromel 7, a proprietary thing that has a couple different unique things, portions of bromelain that most bromelains don't have that are on the market, ananane and comethane. These are components that do very specialized things in terms of being able to sort of clean up those damaged cells, breaking away and taking away some of that damage that's been done to the outer layer, that permeable layer around our cells.
Okay, so
those free radicals have caused.
It's kind of like a systemic enzyme blend, which I see, you know, in action all the time. I've seen people actually, you know, help with that. you know, different arthritic symptoms, with fibrosis, with certain types of cancer, even with parasites, the systemic, what we call systemic enzymes, which are enzymes that work throughout the whole body, can be extremely effective as far as cleansing out old dead tissue, you know, like I said, again, helping with different types of cancers and arthritic symptoms and so forth. I mean, I could give hundreds of anecdotal reports, but and even with parasites, I know with Lyme and so forth, a lot of times they'll do a heavy-duty systemic enzyme blend. There's some really phenomenal products, but you've kind of incorporated that as a part of the foundation in your product line. I think that's extremely interesting because we don't get enough enzymes. They say we only are born with so many, and once they run out, we're dead. So I think it's really exciting that you put this core systemic enzyme blend in, not just to help with the inflammation, but also as part of an antioxidant response then.
And that's to help rejuvenate the cells, and that's where the name for the blend comes from,
okay.
The Rejuvabolic blend, right?
Right.
So you've got free radicals, we believe, and science, a lot of science believes, causing damage to the cell. The cells get inflamed to try to protect themselves. So
right.
Now you've got a damaged cell that's inflamed. Nutrients cannot get into the cell as well as they used to when they were not inflamed and not damaged through aging and extended time of damage.
Okay.
In addition to that, the toxins that are naturally created by cellular activity cannot get out of the cells as well. So what you have is a sickened cell that dies quicker, that has to replicate quicker through the natural process of cell apoptosis.
Right.
And so oftentimes when cells divide to renew themselves and go through the normal cellular generation process, and then they are sickened like that, full of toxins, they will carry some of the negative negativity that's been done to them to the new cell. So now you have a newly generated cell. It's not starting on a good, stable foundation.
Right. We've heard about the telomeres, the end of the DNA kind of getting broken off and the DNA not being replicated properly and the degradation of the DNA. And eventually you end up with cancer or some other things that we really or poor cell growth and things that we really don't want. So you're kind of telling me that by doing this antioxidant formulation and getting in there with what I'll just say the systemic enzyme formula along with the anti-inflammatory, this really helps to, it really sounds like an age loss formula. It helps to keep the everything young and youthful.
Well, it does. So think about cells, right? That's basically the base element of our entire body. And
right.
A group of cells will make up an organ, right? Or a system or a function in our body.
Right.
If those group of cells are inflamed, if they are damaged and sort of scarred, if you will, and not functioning properly, then how can that organ function at its peak?
Okay. It's going to have a rough time. Right.
Gonna have a rough time. But if you can rejuvenate those cells individually and help clean up that damaged membrane, reduce that inflammation, or the body does not now over respond with extra inflammation because of this attack that it sees, that it realizes, then you have cells that will function better. Those cells then healthier, making up our organ systems, functions in the body, now function better. And that's where the quality of life comes in.
Right, right. Okay, so you've got inflammation support, I think it's called age loss first day inflammation support, and the age loss rejuvabolic support. Then I've noticed in the product line, but the thing is you've got things for the heart, the lung, the bone, the prostate, the kidney, the liver, the eye, the brain, the joint, the hearing, the blood, the hair, the skin, the digestion, the colon, the muscle, the immune, energy, mood, sleep, and I think you've come out with a couple new ones, which one I'm extremely interested in is the adrenal support, because everybody gets stressed out, they get the adrenal fatigue, and then of course you have another one for blood pressure support. So real quickly, Mike, how does all of this, you know, you've got two core things, I know you put that in, you know, each product, and then each product takes it a step further. Explain a little bit about that, how each one of these, body system functions. So I've got some joint issues. I'm going to take advantage of the inflammation and the antioxidant support that you have as a core foundation, but then you take it beyond that. And, I'm real impressed with the joint support. So explain a little bit about how all that works together.
Absolutely. So you said a lot of things there. So we do have a first day
put you on the spot now, huh?
Oh, no, I'm ready for that. So
okay.
You mentioned our first-day product, and
right.
Our first-day product is the master dose, if you will,
okay.
Of the inflammation with some of the rejuvabolic, the antioxidant support. Then we have a Rejuvabolic blend product, tablets and liquid.
Right.
That is the master or major dose of antioxidant support with still some inflammation, because in our opinion, you need to address both of these in any formulas that you take.
Oh, sure,
To be helping and correcting things at that cellular level for everything to function best. In fact, it's so important when we develop things like the joint support, we put a portion of the first day, now a smaller amount because we have other nutrients in there, and a portion of the Rejuvabolic antioxidant blend in that joint formula.
Awesome.
In fact, every formula has those, as you mentioned. Now, in addition to that, before these were even on the market and we understood all these things, typically you would have things like glucosamine and MSM and hyaluronic acid and, you know, different herbs, whether it be turmeric and boswellan and all these different things that we could do. That's the nutritional side of things, right? So if you can clean and correct and rejuvenate those cells, now all the nutritional things that you put in a formula, the things I just mentioned, not to mention what we're getting from our food, by the way, always have a good diet. All of these nutrients now can get better, can get in better, and can function better within the body. And
Smart.
That's the real whole key, pulling it all together, as you mentioned.
Okay, so you're actually, by bringing the inflammation down and helping rejuvenate the cell with the antioxidants, it's enabling the healing, adaptogenic, natural, high-quality, super high-quality products that are already bioavailable to make them even more bioavailable. So it's like a 1-2-3 punch. I'm loving this. This is really neat nutraceutical science here. Somebody, and I know you've got some really brilliant people with your company. And by the way, I'm really sorry to hear about the loss of your owner. He was a major leader in the industry, and I think he did some phenomenal things for the industry. And we're sorry to lose him, because but your company is very large, very foundational, and I'm sure you're going to be coming out with a lot more phenomenal products. You know, we've talked about your liquid gold and your T-Mail, and now this age loss product. You know, I'm just really excited about it. So you could basically take the foundational or the vitamin formula, and then if you've got a little problem, say, with your prostate or your joint, you could take those in combination. Is that correct?
Exactly. We recommend taking the first day or the Rejuvabolic or both and combining that with a structure function product like the prostate support or the joint support, as you mentioned. If not for long term, at least in the beginning, to get mega doses, if you will, or increased doses of those inflammatory support nutrients, the first day blend and that antioxidant blend, the Rejuvabolic blend.
Okay.
Even though the individual formulas have them, you want to get more up front, because think about it, you know, and I always bring things back to weight loss because people kind of can understand that. Weight doesn't go on overnight. It doesn't come off overnight. Cells don't degrade overnight, and they don't get rejuvenated overnight. It takes time.
So you
have to work on this.
You could do the core products and then kind of put the icing on the cake. Mike, this has been wonderful talking with you again. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about in the future. Hopefully our customers will come out and take a look at this product line. We've got a bunch of phenomenal information. And again, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you again. Always a pleasure. Love to be back.
All righty. The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earth.